Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back to Darren, Donick, and Chase. And we've got some really exciting news for you. We are able to talk to Coach Gary Smith, the head coach of Nashville SC. As you know, we've got a great relationship with the team. We are the flagship, and we're going to have a huge relationship with the club going forward. And the league announcing here today that they will be returning to play, and we now have a clear picture of the format. The Nashville club will be moved to the Eastern Conference, and we're going to allow Coach Smith to give us a little detail on what it's going to take to move on and try to win a championship in the first ever season. So first of all, Coach Smith, before we even get to that, I know you've been very patient. The players have been as well, to get back on the field and actually do some workouts, even if it's not the whole group at one time. So how enthusiastic are you that you now have a pathway back to playing some games?
It's been a hugely difficult time, as I think anyone involved will tell you. You know, not just a challenge for the population in general, but it's been a challenge for us in the soccer world, given the virus and the lack of contact that we can have. There have been lots of limitations placed on what we can and can't do in terms of our training. But as far as workload, as far as being on the field and back in a comfortable environment in our own training facility, it's been a very productive time. And we're, of course, absolutely delighted and excited to be looking forward to the Orlando tournament in just over, I would say, 3 weeks' time that we get down there.
Wow, it's going to be honest here pretty quick, I'm sure. So, Coach, if you will, educate our fans and the ones that are going to be following you. Because, for example, my son plays 14U baseball, and when they're in a tournament, I always look in the brackets. How many teams are in the bracket? How many games is it going to take for us to win? And there's almost a little bit of a World Cup feel to this, pool play and things like that. Explain what it's going to take for your guys to be successful down in Orlando.
Well, first of all, I think you're spot on in the way that you've described it. From my understanding, it will be very much based on a World Cup-style tournament. Six groups, I believe, five groups of four and a group of six, if I'm not mistaken. The top teams will go through from each group. And then I believe the next two best points or points plus goal difference tallies to send what will be, I think, eight teams through to a quarterfinal scenario and so on. It will be very, very different to anything certainly I've seen in a long, long while since my young coaching days or even young playing days. A very quick and an explosive tournament, three games in the group stages. Those three games will go towards a point tally in your schedule, your overall schedule for the season, as mm-hmm. well as obviously taking you through, if that's achievable. It'll be a very difficult environment, I should imagine. Whilst it'll be exciting, you know, everyone's going to be looking to get out of the blocks quickly. Any mistakes that are made will be punished because you won't have an awful lot of time to recover. And I think the group that goes into Orlando in the best possible physical condition will have a very decent chance in what will surely be a very humid, hot, and tough environment down in Florida.
Well, what it really sounds like, too, Coach, is that every game is going to be magnified. It's a fast track. You've got to play well right off the bat if you're going to be successful. And, you know, having watched a lot of World Cup and understanding, you know, the pressure and the drama that goes in, it seems to me like this is pretty wide open for an expansion team like yourselves. You've almost got nothing to lose, but I would have to think, you know, anything can happen in a 3 to 5 game window if you guys can play your best.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll go down there with a lot of confidence. There's the opportunity, as you've well said, in a very brief period of time, to get off to a good start and to feel good about yourself. For us, I think there are some other aspects of the tournament that we'd certainly like to focus in on. The first one being, you know, we're looking for our first victory and our first points to put on the board. And I think the tournament itself will be something, you know, to fight for and to look forward to doing well in. But we'll also have a bigger picture on our mind as well. And that will be, what does the schedule look like after the tournament? And can we put ourselves in a better position as we leave Orlando and hopefully move towards something that's a little bit more familiar towards the latter part of the year of a home and away type schedule with that yet to be determined?
You've had all kinds of challenges. We've talked to a lot of the different members of the staff for Nashville SC, and it's been such a wonderful story. It was off to such a great start, and then we had all of these things, the tornado, and then, of course, the virus and everything. And I know there's been a lot of challenges here. So, Coach, when you gathered your guys back up, because I know there had to be some tricky conversations with the labor piece and everything like that, and now everybody's back ready to go. So when you gathered your guys, how did you try to get them on the same page and try to jump back in? Because as you said, you've got to go down there sharp, in good condition, and you have to put all these distractions, which have been very, very tough, aside.
Again, you're absolutely right. It seems as though there's some major difficulties that have occurred that you would not normally expect. You know, the COVID virus being obviously the biggest issue that we've run into at this point, but the labour issue between the players and the league was certainly one that looks as though it could derail everything that the league were trying to piece together. I think the players and the league have come to a good conclusion. It sounds as though, because I'm obviously not part of those discussions, but it sounds as though both parties have, in the end, compromised in one way, shape or form, which always, I believe, leaves a better pathway in terms of competition and moving forward. And I think we're fortunate in the fact that the players we have at our club have shown a very focused and single-minded approach under such difficult circumstances from the very outset. And if you consider that we're a brand new franchise and some of the challenges that were going to be obvious in the early stages of our first year, and now a look at where the players are, what and how they're getting on with their business, and certainly what will be necessary when we get down to Orlando. Again, I think we're very fortunate that we have the guys we have in the locker room and some of the good leaders that are really dragging us along on the playing side. We'll be in good shape. The guys have worked tremendously hard in the last 3-4 weeks that we've been able to get back together. And I think the biggest part of it is their appetite to get back playing. In short term, they're athletes, and I think they're very excited to be back into what would be any format of playing, and this one should be something to really look forward to.
We're talking to Gary Smith, the head coach of Nashville SC, here on Darren Donick and Chase. Very, very close to returning to the pitch and getting things going again. And you mentioned your team and trying to gel as a team. And, you know, for some that have been together for a while, I mean, this is not easy for anybody, but they at least have the advantage of they know one another. Your team was still learning. So after only 2 games, I mean, what did you see as the head coach that made you feel like things were starting to gel together, that it would be easy to pick back up and start that process all over again?
Well, the fundamentals in the group, as you look at the way we played, there were some very decent relationships that looked as though they'd formed quickly. Defensively, I felt as though we put on a very unified display. There was a great understanding. if you look at the Portland game, I felt as though there were far more periods in that game where we controlled good possession, which again lends itself to the fact that the guys are reading off the same page and are moving in the same direction. You know, all in all, I think there were plenty of positives to take away from the obvious disappointment, which was to walk away from those first two games with 0 points. So we understand that the real importance now of getting points on the board, but we certainly have some strong foundations and a core of real characters in the team that are ready and prepared to push on from this point.
One thing that I have learned very quickly about the sport of soccer is just the passion of the fan base. And this is I've watched through the USL years, you of course have been a part of that and got to see this thing grow from scratch, but it's still a process. And while you and the players and the coaching staff, you're worried about winning games, it's everyone's responsibility to help build the fan base. So how difficult is it now that you have had a stoppage in your first season, fans won't be in attendance, but you're still also trying to keep people involved and to build that fan base up?
For sure. I mean, I've watched, as probably many people have, some of the other leagues around the world just starting to get back into action again. And it looks very strange not having any fans inside those stadiums. We couldn't have been happier as a team and a group at the support that we saw at Titan Stadium in the opening game against Atlanta. And probably one of the biggest disappointments was, of course, we weren't able to come back home and see if we could get anywhere near replicating that type of atmosphere and support. And I think the guys deep down are desperately keen to make sure that the home field advantage, the stadium that we're playing in, and of course the entertainment value that they can place on the field is something that keeps drawing our fans back to support us. It's a reciprocal relationship. I've always said that. You know, my job is to make sure that the product is an exciting one, and in return, you know, we always hope that the fans are going to see that and get behind the team and really be that 12th player in the most important stages of the game. In the interim time, I think the best that we can do is just make sure there's a good contact with the community and the city in general. And I do honestly think that, you know, from my time in USL and the very brief one, of course, in MLS, that there's a unique understanding and appreciation between the players and the fans. And that's something, of course, that we continue to build. But all of our hopes are that, you know, once we get underway again at the right time, you know, we can see that bond grow even further.
You're in your time that you've been here through the USL and now this starting MLS. What is something unique that has stood out to you, or maybe even surprised you, about Nashville? And just how quickly things have grown with that fan base?
Well, I'm not sure that anyone could have anticipated the size of the crowd and the atmosphere that we saw against Atlanta. I mean, there were some really exciting moments in USL, some terrific crowds, of course, a much smaller venue. And as I've just said, the relationship that the players formed with certainly the roadies at the far end of the ground and the fans in general at First Tennessee was fabulous. But I think in the early stages of MLS, it's been incredible to see the way that the city has got behind the team, not just supported the team, but has come together around MLS and what it means, and again another huge franchise in the sporting world in Nashville itself, and I think that's something that Nashville, as I've seen since I've been here, has been quite unique for. You know, I've watched the Predators in their Stanley Cup run and what that did to the fans just last year with the Titans and their playoff run. And the city itself seems to get behind not just the sports, but teams, obviously, that are doing well. And they want to see the city in general and those franchises, you know, elevated to another level. And it's incredible to watch.
We're talking to Coach Gary Smith, head coach of Nashville SC. The MLS announcing their return to play format, a very creative, a little bit of World Cup-esque feel to it as the teams will head down to Orlando. So, Coach, as we let you go, do you have much of a mental picture on what it's going to be like in Orlando? I know there's a lot of health concerns, and that's probably the first priority, but also the players going in there. Just give us a little thought of how you visualize the day-to-day operation down there.
Well, there's a huge logistical plan that needs to take place, of course, with 26 professional teams down there. But I think the MLS has done a wonderful job up until now, and I've no doubt when we find ourselves in the resort that we will be staying in down in Disney, to isolate us and keep us, you know, safe and sound, away from the virus, and of course healthy and ready to play. You know, I expect that the fields over at ESPN, which is where we'll play, will be in good condition. I've been there myself and watched my daughter play just a couple of years ago, and it's a wonderful venue. Some of the difficulties could certainly be thrown up in, of course, the climate, you know, times that teams can train and how we'll go about our business in that respect. But I think in general, you know, as far as airing live soccer and the slots that we'll have on ESPN, they all look very decent. They all look as though they'll offer the teams the best opportunity to compete. But again, with no fans there, it'll be something very unique. I know the guys have seen it in pre-season, but not many of them will have seen it when it really matters and there's competition on the line. And I think the teams that stay the most focused and can really, you know, put the blinkers on and concentrate on their soccer are going to be the ones that, as we said a little bit earlier, get off to a really good start and maybe progress the furthest in this competition.
Well, we're really excited that this is happening. I know you are as well. Coach, thank you so much for joining us and giving us some perspective on this. And good luck to your guys as you get ready for this challenge down in Orlando.
Much appreciated. And thanks for getting me on.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.